It's Wednesday and time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. This week we feature the Lakewood Area Choral Society. The organization, based in Lake Odessa, features more than 100 singers from West and Mid-Michigan. And here to tell us more about the Lakewood Area Choral Society is the founder and artistic director, Bob Oster. Welcome to Current State, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about your choir. How many members?
This year we have 110, and we've been holding consistently at that rate for about 5 years now.
And where do you rehearse? Where does all this activity take place? Where do you perform?
We perform all over Western Central Michigan. The Western Central Michigan area. We rehearse at a church just outside of Lake Odessa on M43 in the town of Sunfield.
Okay. How did it start? How many years back does it go?
In 1986, I started the organization. It came about in the fall of 1985. I was having parent-teacher conferences. I was a choral conductor at Lakewood High School, and one of the parents of one of my students said, "I wish I had a chance to sing in a choir like my son does." And that prompted the idea, and I started talking to my students about it, sending out flyers with the kids, newspaper ads, church bulletin announcements, and talked it up really big at the Christmas concerts that year. And January, the first rehearsal, first Monday back in school of the new year, 1986, I was expecting about 40 people and had 80 people show up to the first rehearsal, and we've been going strong ever since.
How about that? You struck a nerve.
Yes, we did.
We have a sample of some of your work. It's a song the choir performed called Deep River. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, Deep River was a spiritual written by Moses Hogan. Moses Hogan is an American composer who tragically died at the age of 45 back in 2003. And shortly after his death, I wanted to program a piece of music of his to honor his memory, and we picked this spiritual Deep River, and the choir fell into it and just absolutely loves singing this piece. It fits them very well. It goes into 6-8 parts at times, but it's very touching and very moving, and they just have done a super job with this piece.
Let's listen to just a bit of it. Deep River there, performed by members of the Lakewood Area Choral Society. We're talking with the founder, director, Bob Oster. Sounds like you work pretty hard. I mean, you've taken a bunch of amateurs here and really created quite a sound. It's a lot of work. It must be a lot of work.
It's been a real pleasure and a true labor of love. When I was teaching school all those years at Lakewood and then at Jenison, I always preach to my students that singing is a lifelong activity. We're not just doing this to get a grade in school or take a class. It's something that we can do for a lifetime. And I honestly believe that when people graduate from school or college or whatever, and they've been involved in choral music or any kind of music for that matter, and they have this need to express themselves. And it's really important that I lived up to it, showed my students that I was living this, not just saying this, and by starting this group we were able to show them that music is indeed a lifelong activity. And I'm very proud to have many former students singing in the choir right now, and our youngest singer is 21, our oldest is in their 80s, and so it's the whole gamut there for us.
Very interesting. Does a story come to mind that captures why you've been doing this for more than 25 years? Is there a particular singer you remember?
I remember, yes. There's one particular singer I remember specifically. Her name was Norma Southard. Norma's no longer with us. She passed away several years ago. Norma joined the choir right in its inception, and she was a nurse. and came to choir every night. She loved music, loved singing, but this was not her occupation. But sure, the joy with which she sang, the joy with which she presented herself in choir, she was always at rehearsals, always at the concerts. It was just one of those, you loved as a conductor looking out and watching this person. She was singing from her heart, and therefore inspired me to give back to her and to the choir.
She belonged there.
She's
kind of
there.
It sounds like what you're
exactly.
saying. How do people get involved? I mean, do you have tryouts, auditions?
Yes, we have. It's interesting. It used to be a just you all come sing, you all show up, you all sing kind of choir. And since this time, we now have a what's called a voice interview process. And our open enrollment period starts in March. Our season runs from March through December. And the first couple of rehearsals in March every year, we have open enrollment, which people can come in, sit in on a rehearsal, and take the voice interview with me then, where I check range, sight reading abilities, this sort of thing.
Are you recruiting singers here, or Bob, or do you find that the people who tend to try out already have a love affair going on with singing? Or do you find you're recruiting people as well?
It's actually both. The people that come into the choir are there because they love to sing, they've heard about our reputation, and they come. There are other people who are out there who've had choral experience either in high school, college, and love to sing, that we do actively recruit them through newspaper articles, other kinds of media contact in the spring, especially. So it's actually both. But word of mouth, our concerts are our best recruiters. I always tell my singers, when we go out there on the concert stage, that's your best recruiting tool right there. In fact, we were rehearsing for a Christmas concert last year at Lakewood High School on a Saturday afternoon, and in came this person to pick up her daughter at some sports event. And she says, she just came in, she was drawn in by the singing. She says, this is really beautiful. I didn't even know this group existed. I'm new in the area. And so that's how we get our, that's another way that we get our people.
What's the furthest you've traveled for a performance?
We've been to Europe twice. We've taken European tours.
I was not expecting that.
Yes, we went to Europe.
I was expecting Chesaning.
No, we've been to Europe in 1997 and again in 2000. New York City, we've been twice. We took a cruise out of New York City and numerous performances throughout Michigan, central, western Michigan, this whole area. We performed at the Miller Auditorium in Kalamazoo. We performed in Grand Rapids at the annual Arts Festival.
Are you busier during the holiday season? I would think being a choral group, you'd have all kinds of opportunities over the holidays.
Yes, we do. It's interesting. When I was teaching, our season went from December to the early part of October because I was involved in putting on a musical at Lakewood High School in the fall, and then all the Christmas concerts at school just made it impossible for me to have any more responsibilities. But when I retired in 2009, the first thing that I started with the choir then was were the Christmas concerts that we do in December. So now our season runs from March through December, and yes, we are very busy in December.
What kind of financial support do you enjoy, and where does your funding come from?
Our members pay dues every year. We our members sell ads in our annual program booklet, which generates quite a bit of revenue. We also have an elephant ears booth that we staff and sell elephant ears at the annual Lake Odessa Art in the Park, and that has done very well. Our concerts are normally free will donations. However, our only ticketed event every year is our Follies, which was back in September, and we had sold over 450 tickets from that. So, as a 503c organization, we're right on where we need to be right now.
And when's your next performance?
Our next performance is December 8th at the First Presbyterian Church in Hastings.
Okay, very good. Bob Oster is the founder and director of the Lakewood Area Choral Society based in Lake Odessa. Sounds like big fun. Nice meeting you, Bob. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
And we could always use more nominations, and we know that there are great people and organizations out there doing great work. We just don't know about them. So please help us out and send us an email about these great nonprofits in the area. Our email address is currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.
Donner lay so.